Good morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central on CheeseheadTV.com. I'm your host, Brian Caravu, and we're kicking things off with an interview right off the bat today. We've got the newest member of the Green Bay Packers on the phone, defensive lineman Daniel Muir. Daniel, how you doing today?
How you doing this morning? How you doing?
I'm doing really good. We're very happy to have you, and congratulations, first of all, on signing with the Packers. Does it feel good to be back in Green Bay, which is where, of course, you came into the NFL as a rookie?
It's a wonderful feeling, man. It's like no feeling I can even explain. You know, it's just to be back up there in Green Bay, Wisconsin, man. You know, I've been in Indianapolis for a few years now, and being able to come back to one of the only true football towns left in the NFL, a true football town, the history and everything, it's just a great feeling.
Do you think Green Bay is different than those other towns, and how is it different?
Oh, it's definitely different. The main way it's different is because, I mean, it's like a college town almost. You know, you got certain, you know, colleges that who are really, I mean, certain towns who are really excited about their college teams, and then you go to NFL teams, and you got other sports, you know, that are part of the city. But Green Bay, it's just like Packers, and that's just it. So it's like no other place in the NFL.
Well, we're certainly glad to have you. Now, the Packers, they seem to have a need for depth on the defensive line. Mike Neal is suspended for the first four games of the season. Howard Green is a free agent. Guys who played for the Packers on the defensive line in the past. Did kind of this need for depth factor into your signing with Green Bay?
It definitely did. I mean, you know, my thing was is I wanted to get signed. And when I heard Green Bay, you know, was interested, I was really on my agent, hopping on my agent hard, you know, because I really, really wanted to come back to Green Bay, As far as the depth goes, you know, they definitely said they needed help, and I'm just coming in to help as much as I can. You know, I'm going to come up there and give it my all, and that's pretty much what I'm going to do, you know, just come in and give it my all.
Now, what's kind of interesting is the last time you played for Green Bay back in 2007, they ran a 4-3 defense, and then when you played for the Colts, they ran a 4-3 defense, and now you're coming into a 3-4. How are you going to fit in?
I think I'll fit in just fine. At the end of the day, you have a 4-3 defense, you have a 3-4 defense, sometimes you're lining a 5-2. I mean, it's so many different things in football, but at the end of the day, it's football. It's what you've grown to do. It's what you love to do. And you know, I'm excited about coming up there and preparing. You know, it's definitely fun going out there on Sundays and playing. But it's a lot of fun, you know, doing what, you know, you guys a lot of times don't see. Getting in the film room, getting into that studying, getting into your playbook, you know, getting out there, learning the guys again, practicing. It's a lot of fun. And I'm really looking forward to coming up there and just getting myself mentally and physically prepared. You know, and so coming from a 4-3 to a 3-4, I don't think it'll be that big much of a difference. I know it. I mean, the scheme-wise is different. You know, terminology, it's a lot of difference in it. But at the end of the day, it's football.
So how long does a transition like that take? I mean, are you ready to step in from day one, or is it, you know, does it take some learning time to get used to?
Well, I mean, coming in, you know, from college, you know, for a guy coming in from college, it'd be tougher. You know, mm-hmm. But being in this league for, you know, a few years now and becoming a true professional, you know, it's just really coming in, watching how they do this, you know, play this scheme, learning the terminology and going out there and performing. And that's what they're expecting of me. You know, they're not expecting me to come up there and have to learn, you know, for a long time, because at the end of the day, it's a business. So they don't have time to continue to teach people. You have to come in and give it your all and really show them that you're a true professional. And, you know, that's what I'm looking forward to doing.
We're talking with Daniel Muir, defensive lineman for the Green Bay Packers, their new free agent signing. Now, I think there's a couple guys that were around when you played with the Packers back in 2007, like Ryan Pickett. Will you be looking to a guy like him for insight into the defense?
Definitely, definitely. You know, Ryan Pickett, he's such a good guy. When I was there as a rookie, he helped me out a whole lot. You know, just how to play certain calls and, you know, where to line up, you know, even stance and start, stuff that you would think is so basic, you know, he helped me out with as a rookie. So I'm really looking forward to coming back up there and working with Ryan. You know, I called him and I spoke to him earlier this year also, you know, about coming back up there. And so it was just, you know, working with him is really, really a good thing, you know, because he really is looking for your best, and he's trying to help you out at anything he can, you know, help with.
Now, you, Daniel, of course, signed as a free agent almost at the same time the Packers signed Jeff Saturday. And you were teammates with Jeff Saturday in Indianapolis, and I'm assuming you'd face him in practice from time to time. What can you tell us about Jeff Saturday?
I'll tell you this. He's a, you know, a lot of times you see things on the TV about him, and, you know, on the TV about a lot of guys, about what a great guy, you know, a person is, and, you know, and sometimes you may see different, but I tell you what, Jeff Saturday is—he's like the face of the NFL. He is a stand-up guy, like really, like you haven't met a guy until you met Jeff Saturday. He's a true, not only a football player, but he's a great person to be around. He works hard, and that's why he's been in this league for so long, because he knows how to prepare, he knows how to work. But not only that, he's just an old, wily, smart vet. You know, and that's what makes him, you know, the player and the person that he is.
What are your expectations for this team in Green Bay? This has obviously been a good team the past several seasons. Is it Super Bowl or bust in Green Bay?
I mean, my thing is just to come up and do as much as I can. You know, the ultimate goal is definitely to win the Super Bowl. I mean, nobody goes into a season thinking, let's win 10 games or let's just make it to the playoffs. It's you want to come in and you want to win a Super Bowl. And that's what I know everybody up in Green Bay has been working hard for years. And I mean, that's why they won one. And that's why they do well so every single year. So, I mean, my thing is just come in and do everything I can to bring another Lombardi back to Green Bay.
Now you yourself played in a Super Bowl with Indianapolis. Actually, unfortunately, you didn't win. Are you pretty hungry to get that Super Bowl ring?
Definitely am. I mean, coming up, losing a Super Bowl is really not a good feeling. I mean, you work all year, and you get there. You expect yourself to win, and then you lose. It's not a good feeling. So I am definitely looking forward to doing everything I possibly can to come back up and be a part and work to be a part of something that, you know, to win another Super Bowl.
Well, Daniel, I know the people listening to the show want you to get that ring and want the Packers to win the Super Bowl. So we wish you the best of luck. Thank you very much for joining us on CheeseheadTV.com this morning.
Thank you very much. You have an awesome day.
You too. Take care, Daniel. Daniel Muir, right. Free agent defensive lineman for the Green Bay Packers, just signed. So great to have him on the show, and great to have you, our listener, joining us. So thanks so much, everybody, for joining us here this morning on CheeseheadTV.com, Railbird Central. I'm joined this morning by our live blog director, Jamie Jores. And, you know, we're talking Green Bay Packers football. There's a lot to talk about today. Surprisingly, you wouldn't think in March there's a lot of football to talk about. But, you know, just having Daniel Muir on the show, the newest member, that the free agent frenzy the Packers have been on. Not really a frenzy, but, you know, after years of them not signing free agents, it is kind of interesting to see them sign Jeff Saturday and Daniel Muir too. You know, the NFL owners meetings were going on. They conclude today, but there was some action actually early this morning. If you haven't been paying attention to your Twitter feeds or whatever, the blog at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, I know, has already been updated. Head coach Mike McCarthy met with the media in Florida this morning, and a couple very interesting tidbits coming out of that interview. Perhaps the most interesting is his thoughts on wide receiver Donald Driver and tackle Chad Clifton. It appears as if, from all indications from Mike McCarthy, that these two players, you know, despite speculation that they could be cut, They could be have their contracts restructured, and that could still be the case. But they're going to come back to Green Bay and compete for roster spots. Now, that's the head coach talking. Now, Mike McCarthy doesn't always have a say in personnel matters. You know, sometimes those decisions are made by the general manager, Ted Thompson, in Green Bay. And we'll see whether that'll happen or not. I still have a hard time right now seeing Chad Clifton coming back, despite what Mike McCarthy said. Maybe that's just me. I've been wrong before. But, you know, it's just he's old. He's been injury prone. But at the same time, the Packers don't have this undeniable, without a doubt, starter locked down in the left tackle position or right tackle, that matter, if depending upon Brian Bulaga moves around. So we'll see what happens here. You know, I'm have more speculation or more doubt about Chad Clifton than I do about Donald Driver. I think Donald Driver will be back. The only thing I think with Driver is they may want to restructure his contract a little bit. I know he's got I believe it's a roster bonus, right around the start of training camp, somewhere in that time frame, like $2 million. And I just don't think the Packers are going to want to pay that big of a roster bonus to Donald Driver. Now, could they? Certainly. You know, I think Donald Driver still has it. I think he can still play in the NFL, and I think he can still help them win a Super Bowl. So I think you keep Donald Driver around. Chad Clifton, like I said, I'm just not sure. I mean, but, you know, I'm not sure about the tackles on the Packers offensive line. You seem to be in very good condition with Brian Bulaga, whether he plays right tackle, whether he eventually moves to the left tackle position or not. You know, it doesn't matter. He's going to be a staple of the Packers starting lineup as long as he's healthy. But it's the spot opposite Brian Bulaga that's a worry. I mean, you've got Chad Clifton, a guy who's been around for a long time. He's got the experience. He's a good player when he's healthy. No doubt about it. I mean, what, Chad Clifton, two-time Pro Bowler? Not that the Pro Bowl is the be-all, end-all, you know, marker of excellence in the NFL, as we've talked about many times, but still, it's not nothing to sneeze at either. I mean, good players do play in the Pro Bowl. I mean, you've got Marshall Newhouse, the guy who started the majority of last year, had his ups and downs. I would say probably more downs than ups, perhaps, maybe. I mean, when you're trying to compare him to other starting caliber players in the NFL, at least. But I mean, he showed potential. It showed that he could be a starter, a longtime starter, if he continues to improve, if he continues to progress. So there's that to consider, and obviously a younger option than Chad Clifton. I think I'm stating the obvious there. You've got Derek Sherrod, who was just mentioned today by Mike McCarthy, and, you know, I'm reading the reports on Twitter from Rob Domofsky, from Tom Silverstein, from Jason Wilde. That's where I'm getting all this information from, and I'm sure a lot of people listening to the show have done the same. Apparently, Derek Sherrod, you know, starter, or ready to be, set to be ready by the start of training camp. Pardon me for stumbling on that a little bit. You know, back during the NFL Combine, head coach Mike McCarthy was interviewed saying that his recovery was kind of come along a little slowly, surprisingly. You know, among all the players who were injured last year, Alex Green, running back, tight end, Andrew Corliss, kind of Derek Sherrod coming along a little slowly, kind of raised a little bit of a red flag in people's minds, like, whoa, maybe this is worse than we thought. But says he's progressing, coming along, supposed to be ready by the start of training camp, and that would be great for the Packers. Obviously, I don't think you're going to get him for the off-season program, or, you know, nothing more than working out, perhaps, out of Derek Sherrod in the off-season program in the May-June time frame, when they have OTAs, mini camps, things like that. So, I mean, that's where the Packers are at, and, you know, I guess I thought, you know, the Packers now have 12 draft choices made official yesterday by the NFL as they released the draft order for the NFL draft in April. 12 draft choices, and, you know, even if they trade a few away, trade up, something like that, you know, they're still going to have 9, 10 draft choices, you would think, unless they make multiple trades, and that's not out of the question, I suppose, but, you know, Packers going to have more draft choices than most teams in the NFL, I would say. And I always thought, you know, well, they're probably going at some point going to draft a tackle again, maybe even two with 12 draft choices. You just don't know. I mean, I've said this before, you know, I read sometimes on the internet, well, the Packers going to address this position, that position. With 12 draft choices, there's not going to be many positions the Packers don't address in the draft. They're going to draft somebody from almost every position. Again, assuming they keep them all, which is no guarantee. But, it, you know, so I have the feeling, you know, more competition's going to come in, and it could just be a mid-round guy, a late-round guy, a tackle. But still, at this point in Chad Clifton's career where he's had a lot of injury issues, I think a rookie could compete with him, you know, perhaps. It's obviously, I know there's a lot of, room for rookies to improve, things like that. So, I'm not sure exactly what to make of it all here. And I understand Chad Clifton probably isn't chopped liver. And of course, there was the comments, too, that Chad Clifton had off-season surgery and felt a lot of alleviation after he had surgery. And that's certainly good news. Now, but, I mean, again, this is a guy. What is Chad Clifton entering? His 13th or 14th year in the NFL? He's getting up there. And even though he's feeling good, and that could just be him saying he feels good, it's just hard to gauge. Just really hard to gauge where the Packers will go at this point. Comment from guest on our live blog. Give Newhouse a full offseason as the starter in training camp and see where he is at that point. Personally, that's who I'd give the first, rep to. We have to go back further. If I was the GM of the Packers, and I'm not, but if I was, I would have to consider strongly about cutting Chad Clifton, cutting that salary. The room that the Packers need, it is just very odd to me that he would be coming back at the salary he's at and where he's at in his career. Obviously, if Chad Clifton comes back, if he's going to be given a job to win the starting role, you know, no doubt about it. He'll be given first crack if he comes back. The question is whether he comes back or whether the Packers will have him back. They could cut him. Chad Clifton, too, has a roster bonus at some point right around the start of the NFL season. So they don't have to make a decision with him by then. In fact, they could even trade him away to another NFL team. Not that I think that's a likely scenario, but a possibility. So, we wait and see. It's a wait and see game at this point. I personally find it hard to believe that Chad Clifton will be back, but, you know, prove me wrong. You know, there was the point during the 2010 season where Chad Clifton was playing, rather poorly at the beginning of the year, the beginning of the season. This is the Super Bowl season. And of course, Packer fans will be forever indebted to Chad Clifton for what he did at the end of that season, the playoff run that extended late into the regular season. You know, ever about since mid-season of the 2010 season, you know, it's Chad Clifton had been playing at a high level that year and was a big part of the Packers won the Super Bowl, a big, big part. You know, just really kept Aaron Rodgers clean. Didn't let pass rushers get to him. And that was important. That was important that year. So, you know, I'm trying to cover all my bases here, the pros and cons of bringing back Chad Clifton. But again, wait and see. And, you know, we've covered Donald Driver as well. And, you know, another interesting thing that was mentioned here during this morning, the interview with head coach Mike McCarthy at the NFL owners meeting. It's one thing that I thought was interesting that came out of Mike McCarthy's mouth was the perhaps the Packers played too much sub-package this past season. 2011, we're talking about now. Too much sub-package and how they want to play perhaps more in the base defense. And I mean, the Packers really, I mean, you say they run a 3-4 defense, but it's almost a misnomer to say that. You know, they spent about 2/3 of their time, I would say, my guesstimate of how much time they're in sub package. They're in, and mostly nickel. You know, I realize they bust out dime every now and again. They'll bust out the cycle package every now and again. But, you know, for the most part, it's nickel. And so now Mike McCarthy says he wants to get back to more base defense. And perhaps that's what's bringing about the need here for all this free agent interest on the defensive side of the ball in the front seven. The Packers reported as of yesterday officially bringing in Dave Tollefson, free agent, for a visit. A guy who played defensive end in a 4-3. My speculation, he's got to play outside linebacker if he's in a 3-4 defense. We will find out here. But I mean, there's been other interest aside from Tollefson. The Packers were interested at one point in Manny Lawson, a free agent who apparently is going to re-up with the Cincinnati Bengals. So the Packers no longer in the running here, the sweepstakes for Manny Lawson. Two guys they're at least interested in targeting and looking at. And you go back to the signing of Daniel Muir. I mean, the Packers, Mike McCarthy said he wants to bring in competition. Well, it looks like he's trying to do it. He's trying to bring in guys like Daniel Muir. Obviously Daniel Muir, we had him on the show today. I think Daniel would acknowledge he's not a Pro Bowler, but he's going to compete for a roster spot, you know, on this team. He's going to try to win one in training camp. And that's what the Packers look like they want right now. They want competition on defense, especially. They had plenty of it at wide receiver last year. You know, just look at how all those guys and the playing time they had to divvy up among the wide receivers. Jordy Nelson, Greg Jennings, Donald Driver, Randall Cobb, James Jones, even the practice squad guys, even though they didn't get on the 53-man roster. You know, a lot of competition there, and that's what the defense needs, competition. The Packers bringing in Daniel Muir, maybe bringing in Dave Tollefson. And of course, they're going to be adding depth all over the place in the NFL draft come April. You can guarantee they're going to be drafting guys on the defensive line, drafting guys at linebacker to play these spots, to compete for jobs. And maybe they'll win them, maybe they'll not. We'll see. I mean, the whole offseason's got to play out once the draft occurs. Once the draft happens, the offseason's got to play out. These guys are going to come in. We're going to see how they do in the OTAs, do in minicamp, do in training camp. And hopefully the Packers have a better defense in 2011. But that's what Mike McCarthy's trying to do, trying to figure out. You know, he said the two biggest things were pass rush and pass coverage. And I guess that accounts for, you know, most of the passing game. Apparently they're a little bit more satisfied with how they did in run defense, but pass rush, that they need pass rush. And that's why they're looking at a guy like Dave Tollefson, a guy who had 5 sacks for the New York Giants last year. And we can break that down a lot. You can look at it at two ways. I mean, here's Dave Tollefson, 5 sacks. And you know, that's pretty impressive. 5 sacks, you know, for a guy who didn't receive much playing time. He's a guy who didn't get on the field because the Giants had guys like Justin Tuck, O.C. Umenyora, Jason Pierre-Paul, elite defenders in the NFL, Pro Bowl defenders, those guys. So in limited playing time, Dave Tollefson had 5 sacks. Now here's the other side of the story. Maybe he got those sacks because the opponents were so focused on stopping Justin Tuck, O.C. Umenyora, Jason Pierre-Paul, that it kind of freed up Dave Tollefson to get those sacks. So you know, it's hard to gauge, really hard to say how you view him in that light. You know, weighing those factors. Will the Packers really consider signing a guy like that? Apparently, Dave Tollefson has competition out there. He took a visit to Seattle last week, an official visit to General Manager John Schneider, the former Packers front office guy who's now the GM with Seattle. The Raiders have shown interest. Reggie McKenzie, the former Packers front office guy, now the GM of the Raiders in Oakland. And the Buccaneers, too, have expressed interest. He hasn't taken visits to Oakland or Tampa Bay or have any scheduled that I've heard of, at least. But, you know, so the Packers, at least in the running, you know, Tollefson's going to get him to visit Green Bay. And, you know, maybe if it's a case where, you know, they got Jeff Saturday to visit. And if they, you know, once he visited, they wooed him over and they got him to sign. And maybe that's the case, too. Now, of course, the Packers here as well. Don't have a whole lot of salary cap room here. They really can't afford to be paying Dave Tollefson a whole lot more than the veteran's minimum. They can, not a lot though. I mean, they need, unless they start shedding room with guys like Donald Driver, Chad Clifton. So, I mean, again, that factors into this whole equation as well. So, you know, it really is interesting to see what the Packers will do in a case like that, how they'll approach that. So, and you know, haven't mentioned this whole show about Anthony Hargrove, the other free agent the Packers have officially had in for a visit. You know, there's been a lot of speculation about Anthony Hargrove supposedly tweeting that he's coming to Green Bay, but. You know, nobody's confirmed whether that's his actual Twitter account or not. And the Packers saying they haven't signed him as of the NFL owners meeting when the media is asked of them there. And but I mean, again, it's all about competition. The Packers at least looking, exploring their options for competition before the NFL draft actually happens. So, and I suppose that kind of leads us in here to the NFL draft talk. And one of my favorite times of the year, of course, we put out Pro Football Draft Preview here at CheeseheadTV.com. Just click shop at the top of the page where you can get your copy of Pro Football Draft Preview for only $5.99. It really is a great value, people. 99 advertising-free pages of Packers draft preview. So we think it's very unique and think you'll love it. And you know, the Packers are going to go into this draft looking to improve the team as they do all the team, as all teams do. But, you know, it's in is going to come, you know, perhaps as many as a dozen new faces into the Packers looking for playing time, looking to improve the team, looking for a roster spot. So always an exciting time of year. And, you know, lots of draft features we're putting on the live on our blog here at Cheesehead TV. I just wrote one on Alabama linebacker Dante Hightower yesterday. I find this guy really interesting. I think he's perhaps one of the people I think who might not only be available at you know, number 28 when the Packers pick, but, you know, would fill a need for them, be somebody they might be interested, somebody who I think is good and deserving of being drafted at number 28. He might be the favorite if I were to place odds on who the Packers will take at number 28, assuming they stay at number 28. Dante Hightower might top the list, you know, based upon who I think will be available at that point as well. I think guys, you know, there's obviously guys are going to be gone at that point. You know, people who are salivating over like South Carolina outside linebacker Melvin Ingram and Courtney Upshaw of Alabama. I think those guys are going to be gone. Dontari Poe of Memphis, I think, is going to be gone. So who's going to be available? Going to be a guy like Dante Hightower, and I think he's good. And you know, one guy who I'm loving more and more every day, Stephon Gilmore, the corner from South Carolina. I would take him in a heartbeat at number 28. above probably any linebacker or defensive lineman. Honestly, I know the Packers don't have this huge need at cornerback right now, but I don't think you can pass up Stephon Gilmore at number 28. And I do think he probably will go before that, so the Packers aren't going to have to worry about it. But man, if he's available, I think the Packers are taking him. They're selecting him. That's my opinion. That's what I do, at least. That's what I would do. And, you know, it's past 9 o'clock here now on Railbird Central. And thank you, everybody, so much for joining us today on our broadcast here at CheeseheadTV.com. You know, appreciate you joining us. On behalf of Jamie Jors, I'm Brian Caravu. We'll be back on Friday with another episode, talking NFL draft, talking Packers football, as we do every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 8:30 a.m. Central Time here at CheeseheadTV.com. So have a good day, everyone. Have a good rest of the week. And I leave you with the song today. And by the way, thank you to the newest member of the Green Bay Packers, defensive lineman Daniel Muir, for joining us on the show today. So best of luck to him as he joins the Packers. I leave you with a song today called Freaker by the Speaker by Keller Williams on Psy Fidelity Records. See everyone. Go Pack. Go.